This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. This week, we're reporting on the results of the latest Marketplace Edison Research poll, a scientific survey of Americans. Among the questions we asked, is the U.S. economy today, compared to a year ago, better, worse, or the same? Now, the poll found that 40% of men thought the economy was doing better compared to just 24% of women. Well, what is behind the gender difference? Marketplace's Marielle Segarra reports.
It's tempting to attribute the gender gap to politics. There's a Republican president, and women are more likely to be Democrats. But this gap is persistent. We saw it in our October 2016 poll, when President Obama was still in office, although it was slightly smaller.
Politics is definitely a part of economic evaluations, but politics may not be explaining the differences between men and women.
Peter Enns, who heads up the Roper Center for Public Opinion Research at Cornell, says there's been a gender gap in economic outlook for a long time. He points to data from the University of Michigan Consumer Sentiment Index.
Almost every month, from the late 1970s to today, men are more optimistic about economic conditions than women.
Anna Chu from the National Women's Law Center says the reason for the gender gap comes down to economic reality. Chu says women are more likely than men to be poor at all stages of their lives.
From the minute they get out of college or get out of high school, all the way until before they retire and even afterwards.
She says women also make up nearly two-thirds of the low-wage workforce. And then there's the wage gap.
You look at all these factors combined, I think that helps explain and give a window into why the polling shows that women have a far less optimistic economic outlook.
For some women, the reason for that difference in outlook is simple and personal. The bills are piling up. Anita Christmas is 64 and lives in Boonville, Indiana. Her husband is retired from a job at Alcoa, and he's bringing in less money every month than he used to.
Gas prices have gone up, and our utilities have gone up. Insurance rates have gone up. Almost everybody has those in their budget, so it just makes a difference.
She says her husband would probably say the same thing. In New York, I'm Marielle Segarra for Marketplace.